So off to North Carolina, it was the longest I think I ever drove by myself. The Billy Graham Training Center, what a location. He was given like 12 to 1,500 acres, and he got a hold of a guy named Jerry Miller at Texaco, who was very high up back in the day, and said, Jerry, I'd imagine this, you know, I have this kind of pull as Billy Graham. I'd like you to leave your job at Texaco. I want you to oversee the construction of this whole training center. And it's just wonderful. I mean, trails and wonderful accommodations. I wanted to grow spiritually. I hope that happened. I know I grew physically because and it wasn't from working out. It was just too much food. I mean, it's just the breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks in the afternoon and at night. I mean, they take care of you there.
Nice.
Big time. But it was like a school of spiritual direction. This is the 72nd one of these that Larry Crabb has done. You've probably heard me mention his name a time or two.
A few times, yeah. Yeah.
So I'm kind of over the top on him. I was with about 31 other people from around the country. Married couples were there. You know, some folks were there, you know, without their spouse, as I was. Other singles. And it was just a great time. I mean, you know, one of the gold nuggets. We had a lot of educating, a lot of classroom time. But then there was breaking off into triads or quads where you kind of did some of your personal work. And so it was kind of a deep dive into the soul, really. And it was good. I think I hit emotion on Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And but you're hitting something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going in. And Jesus says in Matthew 23, you know, hey, Pharisees, hello, why don't you clean the inside of the cup and dish? So we were doing a lot of inside cleaning. Huh. But one of the great things I took away from Crabb, and I said this, we had a banquet on Thursday night, and I said, of all the things you taught this week, one of the things that really got my attention as a talker was, he said, as you work with people, asking questions and listening can do more good than the wisest of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And that really arrested me. I'm like, really? Like, the way he said that, then even the best gold nugget verbally you've got, because you're helping that person go inside, you know? And I experienced that some myself in my group that I was a part of. So anyhow, big
awesome.
Takeaway. Now the thing is, coming back to regular life and the circle of life.
Yes.
And incorporating that.
And Caleb and I.
Yes. So
and
far, so good.
I mean,
20 minutes.
I completely agree with what he said about, you know, listen more, mm-hmm. you know. But you do work in radio, so you do still have to talk.
If you hear long pauses, it's Mark's practicing.
I always liked asking questions anyhow. But, I mean, I think at the end, I wanted to say something brilliant that was really helpful to you. And, yeah, you still want to say good things.
Yeah.
It's not like you shouldn't, but just really lean into that. Anyhow,
absolutely. No,
that's
I
in
love
the spiritual
that.
Directing area. Anyhow, lots of other things, but it was really good. Really great.
Awesome.
Glad to have you back.
You.
Yeah.
Good to be
back.
Happy to be back.
And you were away for a few days, VBS.
Yes.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it. The incredible race. Had a great time. Kind of feels like you ran a race at the end of it, but wow, it was great. Thank you to everyone who helped and everyone who came.
VBS is exhausting. There's tired, and then there's VBS tired
right.
at the end of that week. Absolutely.
And you were off in Antigo at a car museum.
I know. I went to, well, okay, so we went to Antigo. We took my grandma up to get her to Rhinelander, stayed at my dad's house because I cleaned it, so we got a place to stay now. Went to my very favorite place, which is the Eau Claire Dalles, which is this gorgeous place to hike and climb on rocks. I mean, stunning.
You kind of confused me because I thought the Eau Claire Dells,
yep.
is that in
nope.
Eau Claire?
It's in Marathon County, actually.
Okay.
It's kind of crazy. So we're on our way back. We're in the middle of nowhere. We're 10 miles from Antigo, in the middle of nowhere. And there's this sign, car museum.
Uh-huh.
Of course there's a car museum out here in the middle of
yeah.
nowhere.
Why not?
So we went to this car museum, and like the guys had a great time, and the girls and I let the guys have a great time.
I think I saw your daughter's playing pool, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right,
they
right.
had a pool table there, so I'm like, oh, go for it, kids.
Yeah. There we go.
They're now full-fledged hustlers.
Yeah.
All right. Brayton Meyer Music coming up. He's going to be there Friday night. And what's going to be the order of the artists, by the way?
5:13 is going to lead it off at 6 p.m. Then that will be True Serva following afterward. Then Brayton Meyer going to finish off the night. So again, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. the order, and lots of in-between things as well, too. Inflatables,
yeah.
food trucks, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, let's have a great WWIB fun family night, right?
Looking forward
it's
to it.
It's going to be a
good time. And raising money for a great cause.
Yeah,
and
Hope
can
Village.
I say that I love it's on a Friday night because then we can sleep in the next morning?
Indeed.
I mean, right? So many times we have concerts and they're on, you know, like a Tuesday night. Uh-huh.
Yes, we're trying to remove every obstacle because people say, well, I couldn't come for this reason or for that reason. You can.
You can.
And you should.
Yes.
And hopefully you will.
And you must. Okay, anyhow. Yes. I've got two human stories and a ferret story.
All right,
here we go. All right, so first of all, So my son is training. He was on the air yesterday between 8 and noon. Mm-hmm. And you might have caught his voice after that. So, yeah, he's breaking in here at WWIB. It's kind of like it's like a minor league baseball thing. Like people are like, he's got talent. He's got a good fastball.
That's awesome.
They talk about in radio, he's got good voice fluctuation, etc. Yet here's one of the things. And here's kind of a peek behind the curtain. Because he's had some great people training him. He said Paul, and he said, really not his dad so much, right?
Sure.
I mean, it's been Paul, it's been Greg some, it's been Steve Snyder. Yeah. There may have been others. Elijah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so, but he's actually said to his mom, Mom, everybody does it different.
Uh-huh.
Everybody does it different. True. And so I'm kind of in the background. I just got back from North Carolina. I'm like, I can help you. My wife sort of ignoring my, I can help you. And she said, he should probably have Caleb teach him because Caleb does things the right way.
What about me?
I'm just saying.
Hillary just kind of phones it in. You never know what you're going to get.
By
have
way,
Caleb
for
do
to,
it.
But for Don, a host or two, he'd be glad to come
right on.
Awesome. In the morning
no,
show.
No, but what about Mark?
The other thing is I got back just Saturday. I stopped Milwaukee late. From North Carolina to Milwaukee after 11 Friday night. I stayed at my mom's in Tulsa. Then traveled up, and as I got here Saturday morning after 10, and I had a Teamwork Africa board meeting at 10:30, but at some point, someone was here at the station, and Steve Snyder had told Dawson, I think your dad is here. And so Dawson went out thinking, hey, I'll give you a hug, but he looked and he said, boy, that he looks taller. It was Caleb. Caleb was here at the station. And so he almost came and hugged you. So,
oh, anyhow. Well, you know, brothers in the Lord.
Free hugs, why not?
Imagine that. Go to North Carolina, lose 23 years of your life, and maybe gain a few inches. But anyhow,
it
that
happens.
Didn't happen. The ferret story. So last week, you know, I'm phoning home, checking the update on the family, what's going on. And my wife says, yeah, quite a story with Gizmo, the ferret today. So we have Gizmo and Lucy. We have two dogs, too. So at some point, the door was open. And Gizmo had been out about, and so he scooted out. And somehow people had missed that, and they could not find him. And they really didn't know he was out. They knew the door had been left open, but they didn't know for sure. They're checking in the house, and it was like, oh, boy, that's it. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it's gone.
Except our friend Christy calls, and she's like, are you missing your ferret? Yes. Apparently on some kind of lost pets thing for Eau Claire.
Oh, yay.
And that somebody had posted Gizmo, ferret found a block away from our house.
Right on.
And so there was a tearful reunion, and Gizmo's back home. So
that's so nice when that stuff works. And so they had, like, scooped him up and kept him safe for you. That's
right.
Awesome.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that something?
So.
Anyhow,
so
there
glad
you go.
Gizmo was safe.
My two human and ferret stories this morning.
Vote on which one you liked best.
Hey, also, if you saw Toy Story 4, I'd love to hear your take on it over the weekend.
No
I'm
going
to go see it tomorrow.
Yeah,
tomorrow's
no
my
spoilers.
Day. No spoilers. But I'm going to go see it tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I've had other people react and say, like, they don't think they should have made it, and they hope it's not successful.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought Toy Story 3 ended fantastically.
It ended
but
so perfectly.
I might as well enjoy it while it's here with Toy Story 4. So
it's getting
the Toy Story franchise has
reviews.
Never let me down
there
yet.
There you go.
Right. I want to say on Rotten Tomatoes, it's at, like, 94% or something. Yeah, it's doing well.
So you'll hear people say, like, oh, that's, you know, a first world problem, right? I mean, and it's, boy, it's a problem here, but, I mean, that's, boy, on the other side
of the
world.
Grand scheme of things.
Maslow's hierarchy of needs. If you're hungry, getting food is.
Yes.
Well, how about if you have third world problems, you have first world problems, and you have the problems of the elite? Did you see this story? George Clooney has plumbing disaster as Obama's visit.
Whoa. Okay, so he's got a former president at his house and a plumbing disaster hit?
But listen to what the problem was. It was Barack Obama and his family were visiting George Clooney's lavish Lake Como villa when a plumbing disaster caused the swimming pool water to be too cold.
Wait, what?
Oh.
That
Are
was
you
the
kidding
plumbing
me?
Disaster. The pool's too cold
Are
for
you
the president to
I
go swimming.
I thought it was just the embarrassment of trying to figure out which of the Obamas clogged the latrine. But
right. I mean, I'm picturing sewage backup. I'm picturing something really significant.
Listen, third world, like, you're just indoor plumbing's a dream practically, okay? I mean, you go into the interior in Africa. Things are always a little stressful when visitors come for the weekend.
Yeah.
Even for George and Amal Clooney. We're hosting Barack Obama and his family at the lavish villa in Italy.
Mm.
Just before the Obamas arrived from Milan on Saturday, an armored entourage of seven cars with darkened glass, a white van for luggage.
Okay.
They have a luggage van?
6 police cars and a helicopter overhead.
The pool's a little cold.
Oh, we
George.
Just thought we'd drop by.
Clooney noticed that the swimming pool was half full and the water's like ice.
Mm. Oh, no.
He asked a local plumber to figure it out. After a few minutes, the plumber was able to fix the thermometer and drain.
Oh, my.
So.
It'd be hard to say no to George Clooney asking you to do something, though. With that face, it's like, could you come over and fix my pool? Anything
hey,
for you,
you know
George.
What? Come on over to my place, Obamas. I'm sure that it'll be less than your standards. I just like a picture.
Problems
like,
are in categories. And
I'm
again,
like, my bathroom's a mess. I need a new tub and a new tub surround. And you're whining because your pool is cold.
I don't know. As much as I would like to dine with a former president, I'm just worried that Michelle would be telling me to eat my vegetables the entire time.
Why? Well, she told the nation's children
oh,
to, right?
My.
It's not bad advice.
That's a great legacy for real. It's just,
it is.
I'm 32. Yeah. Do what I want.
There you go.
And die
well,
young.
I mean, again, you know, I say that on the elite end, but I mean, so many things, like for us, that we go first world problem.
Yeah.
Which, you know,
that's totally
getting perspective.
I just want a pool.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
I don't.
Hey, we've got those little,
one.
Like, plastic jobbies that you can get for $7.88 at the box store.
I got
so.
a nasty bathtub. I really want my bathroom redone, guys. Tub is gross.
Call George Clooney's plumber.
First world problem. Well, the three of us, you know, English is our native language. I don't know if anybody else comfortably speaks another language.
If you listen to us long enough, sometimes you might wonder about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you might wonder. But we're going to work through a list here of why the English language is so hard to learn. And these are homographs. And a homograph is what?
Oh, I lost it on the Google.
No, I've got it. It's a homograph is a word that has the same spelling as another word, but has a different sound and a different meaning, such as lead and lead.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we've got a list of those and sentences to go with it.
Yes.
Why the English language is so hard to learn.
Yeah, here you go. So just imagine this, right? I mean, the bandage was wound around the wound. Same spelling, different pronunciation.
The farm was used to produce produce.
The dump was so full that it had to refuse more refuse.
We must polish the Polish furniture.
He could lead if he would get the lead out.
Why the English language is so hard to learn. The soldier.
It's hard to even read these.
The soldier decided to desert his dessert in the desert.
Oh, man, you went triple. You went triple, Indy. Dessert has the extra S. Right?
Yes.
So remember that because you always want that second piece of
but
pie.
But dessert and desert, yeah.
Kids in Utah school
oh,
was out.
Dessert so challenging.
Is, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yeah, right. That is a triple there. All right. Also, since there's no time like the present, he thought it was time to present the present.
Oh, you had a triple too.
I had a triple.
A bass was painted on the head of the bass drum.
When shot at, the dove dove into the bushes.
I did not object to the object.
The insurance was invalid for the invalid.
Again,
this
why the English
so
language
confusing.
Is so
how
hard to
learn. How do people
learn
our language?
They were too close to the door to close it.
Close and close. The buck does funny things when the does are present.
A seamstress and a sewer fell down into the sewer line.
The wind was too strong to wind the sail.
Okay. My last one. After a number of injections, my jaw got number.
Oh. Upon seeing the tear in the painting, I shed a tear.
And finally, why the English language is so hard to learn, I had to subject the subject to a series of tests.
How do people... Are there other... I want to know this, if anyone knows this. Do other languages have homographs?
Mm-hmm.
Is this unique to the English language?
And is it something we really should be proud of?
And
right.
Should we appreciate how challenging a lot of people who
right.
have learned our English language, right, as a second or third language,
crazy.
Something like that.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.